Good morning. It's very nice to be with you.
大家早，很高兴跟大家在一起。
Hope you are staying dry this weekend.
希望大家这个周末都可以很愉快。
The Social Responsibility Committee asked me to speak on the topic of race.
社会关怀责任人让我来跟大家分享一个就是种族的题目。
I know there are many ways to think of our responsibilities to one another. And my comments are going to be directed at the American context.
我们有很多方式来讲到社会关怀，不过我今天主要是讲到在美国的这个环境里头。
I am Japanese American, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about my father's experience.
我是一个日裔美国人，我要跟大家分享一下我父亲的一些故事。
The Japanese American community, as you may know, went into internment camps during World War II.
大家可能都知道，日裔的美国人在第二次世界大战的时候曾经进入集中营过。
And although my father was not one of these people, many people responded to Jesus during that time.
虽然我爸爸不是其中的一个，但是其中有很多人能回应的基督徒在那个时候。
I know a few stories about ministers being ordained in the camps.
我知道那时候在集中营当中有很多人，他们被案例做传道人。
During those hard years, there was a famous missionary and professor of theology named E. Stanley Jones who visited the camps.
在那个很艰苦的年代呢，有一个神学教授，他也是一个传道人，他的名字是
E. Stanley Jones. He said that the Japanese American church could become a prophetic voice calling the United States to repent of its hypocrisy.
他说这一基督徒的这个团体这个教会呢在那个时候可以做一个伸言者的角色去来为主来发声。
The United States says that all people are created equal.
因为在美国说所有的人都生而平等。
But it has rarely acted on that.
可是事实上很少情况是这样子。
But did the Japanese American Christian community speak out in the name of Jesus and with the love of Jesus?
那我们看看这些基督徒团体，他们有没有为主来发声，带着主的爱来说话？
In my opinion, no, we did not.
在我看来，当时我们并没有这样子做。
Instead, we tried to blend into the system again.
反而呢，我们只是想要再一次的融入这个美国这个社会。
We didn't challenge the white American power structure.
我们并不敢去挑战美国的白人的这个社会结构。
We did not love European Americans with the truth that this country has not supported civil rights or human rights consistently.
我明明知道这个社会有个很残酷的事实，就是他并没有真正的实行这样子的一个爱人的这个公义。但是呢，我们还是愿意要融入这个白人的欧洲的这个美国人社会。
We did not call this country to become better.
我们并没有呼召让这个社会成为更好。
We also did not advocate for the Alaskan people called the Aleutian Islanders.
有一个叫亚留申群岛的人，他们那时候也受到很艰苦的，在同一个时期受到很艰苦的待遇。
The military seized their islands in the Pacific for military reasons during World War II.
军队为了战争的用途，就把他们的岛都征收了。
And the U.S. relocated them into urban areas in mainland Alaska, which was very hard for them.
美国呢就把这些亚留申的这些岛民呢重新的安置在阿拉斯加的地方，在一个很艰苦的地方。
From what I can tell,
从我看来
，it was much harder for them than it was for the Japanese Americans on the West Coast.
他们所受到的遭遇呢，比那些日裔美国人在集中营的还更惨。
Yet I have never heard of any Japanese American Christian saying anything about them.
可是我并没有听到任何一个。日裔的美国基督徒呢，来替他们讲一些赞誉的话。
I think that we, the Japanese American Church, did not fully receive Jesus' salvation.
在我看来，我们日裔美国的基督徒并没有完整的接受到神的救恩。
Because he wants to save us from our own selfishness and fear. And today we stand at another moment like this. And Jesus stands before us. He offers us salvation from our own selfishness. But often we try to blend into the power structure. So how does that look? Well, in the United States, how are schools funded? Mostly by local property taxes.
大部分呢,
so some rich neighborhoods spend $25,000 per student.
有些社区呢,每一个学童分配到两万五千块美金。
Some poor neighborhoods spend $7,000 per student.
比较穷的社区呢,每个学生呢,只分配到7,000美金。
Is that fair?
这样子公平吗?
What are we going to do to undo the damage that causes children?
我们要怎么样子来做才可以呢,解除呢,这些对我们孩童造成的损害呢?
Or how did suburbs develop in this country? How did suburbs?
Oh, 那郊区呢,是怎么样子发展起来的呢?
After World War II, the government helped white families move out of cities.
在世界,第二次世界大战以后呢,政府帮助白人呢,迁出都市到郊区去。
It was called the GI Bill.
叫做GI Bill.
White families bought new one-family homes in new suburbs.
这些白人呢,到郊区呢,他们就买了一个独栋的这个房子。
And they prevented black families from moving.
他们也不要让黑人呢进到他们的社区里头来。
Black families were left in the cities with less tax revenue.
那黑人呢只好留在城市里头，用的很少很少的税收。
So when you've been part of a society that's designed to damage minorities,
当我们是处在我们自己身为这个对待少数族裔不公平的这个社会的一员的时候，
Jesus calls us to undo the damage that system causes.
耶稣呼召我们要来解除释放这个社会所造成的不公义。
I'm going to show you a passage that demonstrates this.
我来分享一个圣经的章节。
We've read the story of the Gospel of Luke chapter 19. And the bigger story is about a God who is 100% good.
大的故事来看的话,
this God had big plans to have his beloved human beings live in a garden with him. And now he has to heal the sin and evil of human beings. And he does this in the person of Jesus. Jesus shared in our diseased humanity so that we could share in his healed humanity.
主耶稣呢来到世界上担当我们人类的这种软弱的这种人性，那我好在我们呢也可以分享到主他那种神圣圣别的人性。
And that includes our relationships.
这就包括到我们的关系。
And so, will we join the system or will we join with Jesus?
我们到底是要跟社会的体系站在同一边呢，还是我们要站在神的这一边？
So let's look at Luke 19.
请我们看看路加福音19章。
Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through.
主耶稣进入耶利哥城正要经过的时候。
And there was a man by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and he was rich.
有一个人，他是很有钱的人，他的税吏长，他的名字叫做闪该。
If this were a movie, we might get a split screen.
如果这个是一个我们在看一场电影的话，这个是一个看到一个荧幕。
On the right side of our screen is Jesus.
我们看到荧幕的右边呢，看到主耶稣基督。
He's passing through Jericho on his way to Jerusalem.
他正经过耶利哥，要到耶路撒冷去。
He's going to confront the most powerful people in his time and place.
他面对他那个时代呢，最有权势的人，最有权势的地方。
And so he is reaching the climax of his life.
他正在朝向他的人生的最高点的地方。
On the left side of the screen is Zacchaeus.
在荧幕的左边，我们可以看到就是撒该。
He is the wealthiest man in the Bible except for King Solomon.
他可以说是除了所罗门以外的最有钱的人。
He is a tax collector.
他是一个税吏。
Who controls the other tax collectors here.
而且他还可以管很多其他的税吏。
And he is powerful.
他很有权势。
So who is Zacchaeus?
谁是撒该呢？
He is kind of like the Donald Trump of his day. He made his money being a tax collector for the Romans.
他赚钱呢，就是透过呢，从帮这个罗马人来向这些犹太人收税。
The Romans sucked money from people all over the Mediterranean world.
这罗马人呢，把整个地中海的这些居民呢，全部都榨取他的税。
In Israel, they hired Jewish tax collectors to work for them.
在以色列地方，他们就雇佣了犹太人来为他们收税。
And these tax collectors made money for themselves by charging more, by collecting more than they were told to.
这些税吏呢，他们也赚钱，就是他们多收。
Rome didn't care how much they charged.
罗马人不管他们要收多少。
They just sent soldiers to back those guys up.
他们就派出军队来支持他们。做他的后盾。
And Zacchaeus is a chief tax collector, which means he's got a bunch of tax collectors working under him.
撒该他是一个税吏长，意思就是他的下面有很多的税吏在为他工作。
Probably he skims off the top of all of them.
很可能他也榨取了其他的这些税吏。
And that's how Zacchaeus has made all his money.
这就是撒该怎么样赚到他的这么多的钱。
In many ways, Zacchaeus tried to become Roman.
用透过很多的方式呢，撒该呢，他也很想做一个罗马人。
He went over to the side of power.
他走向权力的那一端。
Asian Americans have sometimes tried to go over to the side of power in the U.S.
我们亚裔美国人也往往呢，都很想要走到在美国呢，走向权力的那一端。
In the U.S., that is defined as white.
在美国呢，这就定义成白人。
In 1915, a Japanese man named Takao Ozawa wanted to become a U.S. citizen.
在一九一五年，有一个日裔美国人叫做Takao Ozawa 就是小泽武雄。
He had lived in the U.S. for 20 years.
他住在美国二十年了。
The U.S. said no because the law said that only free white people.And people of African descent could become U.S. citizens.
美国政府拒绝他说不可以，只有白人跟这些黑人的子孙才可以。
Mr. Ozawa argued that he should be considered a free white person.
小泽主张说他应该算得上是自由的白人。
He took his case all the way up to the Supreme Court.
他打他的官司一直打到高等法院。
The Supreme Court heard his case in 1922.
高等法院在1922年审理判决他的案子。
And they said no.
他们说不可以。
They said being white means being Caucasian.
他们说白人的意思就是说要是高加索主义的人。
The next year, in 1923, another case came before the Supreme Court.
第二年呢，1923年，又有另外一个案子又到高等法院来了。
An Indian man named Bhagat Singh wanted to become a U.S. citizen.
有一个印度人叫做 Bhagat Singh 的，他也要成为美国公民。
He argued that he was Caucasian.
他主张说他的确是高加索主义的人。
And that therefore he was white.
所以他算是白人。
Scientists had agreed with that. They're good.
科学家也同意他的看法。
Because there were people who came from the Caucasus Mountains.
因为有一些人，他们的确是从高加索的山上下来的。
And some Indians were those people.
有些印度人就是从高加索山上下来的。
The Supreme Court admitted that the scientists were right.
高等法院呢也承认说，这些科学家讲的是正确的，没错。
But they said that he was still not white.
不过呢，我今天要判的这个案子，他还是不是白人。
Because white meant whatever they wanted it to mean.
因为白人的定义就是他们说谁是白人，谁才是白人。
But in 1965, more Asian Americans had their chance.
可是到1965年的时候，就有更多亚裔美国人机会来了。
The U.S. realized, well, the U.S. was in a race with the Soviet Union into space.
那时候美国呢，正在跟苏联进行太空竞赛。
So it recruited smart people from China, Japan, Korea, and Taiwan.
他们就是中国、韩国、日本、台湾挖角了很多有才能的人。
They succeeded.
他们成功了。
And white people called those Asian immigrants the model minority.
这些白人呢，就把这些这样的科学家的亚裔呢，叫做模范的少数民族。
They said that to insult other minorities.
所谓模范少数主义，就是这样来侮辱、羞辱其他的少数主义。
Because those other minorities were not as successful.
因为其他的少数主义就没有这么成功了。
So those Asian Americans sided with the white power structure.
所以这些亚裔美国人，他们就跟美国的权力结构站在一起。
It was like Zacchaeus sided with the Romans.
就好像撒该呢，他跟罗马人站在一起一样。
But Zacchaeus comes to Jesus.
可是撒该到主耶稣这边来了。
He wants out.
他想要寻找一个出口。
Maybe he saw enough of the Jewish minority suffering.
也许他已经看见了这个犹太人的少被压迫的情形。
Maybe he feels like his relationship with God is dying.
也许他感觉到他自己跟神的关系已经垂垂，快要死了。
God delivered Israel out of slavery from Egypt.
神救了这些犹太人离开埃及。
And Zacchaeus knew he was betraying God's heart.
撒该他知道他已经呢违背了神的旨意，违背了神的心意了。
God gave Israel laws that protected the poor.
因为神给以色列的法律是要保护穷人的。
Zacchaeus knew he was just taking advantage of power.
撒该他知道他只是占尽了权力的便宜。
He was stepping on the powerless.
他踩在那些无助的人身上。
God gave Israel a law that said, "You shall not steal."
主给以色列的律法是说你不可以偷窃。
Zacchaeus knew that he was stealing.
撒该知道他偷了。
And Zacchaeus knew God wanted to burn the sinfulness out of him.
撒该他希望神来烧尽他心中的一切的不义，他的罪。
And Zacchaeus was sick and tired of his own sin.
撒该对他自己的罪，他已经感到非常的厌倦了。
Are we sick and tired of our own sin?
我们自己有没有对我们自己的罪感到厌倦呢？
Are we tired of being selfish in a selfish system?
我们自己对我们自己的这种自私自利有没有厌倦呢？
This is what draws Zacchaeus to Jesus.
这就是为什么撒该被吸引到主耶稣这里来的原因。
Now let's put ourselves into Zacchaeus' place.
那我们站在撒该的立场想一想。
What would it be like to see Jesus?
去见主耶稣是什么样的一个情形？
Is he a busy celebrity?
他是一个很忙的一个贵胄呢？
Is he a politician who shakes your hand once and forgets you forever?
还是他是一个握过你一次手就把你永远忘记的这种政客呢？
Or is he going to look with X-ray vision into your heart and embarrass and publicly humiliate you?
还是他有一个像 X 光的眼睛呢，可以看透你心中的所有的事情呢？
Would Jesus care to meet the most notorious Jewish traitor in Israel?
耶稣会愿意见一个在犹太地里头一个罪恶名昭彰的一个人？
Those thoughts probably went through Zacchaeus' mind.
这样的种种的想法可能都经历到撒该的脑筋里头去了。
But when Jesus is walking into Jericho,
可是当主走过耶利哥的时候，
Zacchaeus realizes he can't see him.
撒该知道他见不到耶稣。
Because he's too short and other people are in the way.
因为很多人在那边，然后他太矮了。
So in verse 4,
第四节，
he ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree in order to see him.
他就跑到前头，爬到一棵无花果树，其实是无花果在这里，橡树，无花果树上面去。
In that day, grown men did not climb trees.
在那个时代呢，大人是不爬树的。
It's because everyone wore robes.
因为那个时代的人都是穿着袍子。
And someone could look up and see your underwear. So it was totally embarrassing to do this. Only children climbed trees. And that is important to the story. In the last chapter, Luke 18, Jesus had said, "Let the children come to me." And if you want to enter the kingdom, you have to enter it like a child. There's something Jesus loves about starting life over. And Zacchaeus was becoming a child again. He didn't care how it looked to other people. He only cared what Jesus saw in him. And he probably thinks, maybe if he sees me, he'll be merciful and make me a servant. So what happens? Jesus does. In verse 5, when Jesus came to the place,
第五节,耶稣到了那个地方,
he looked up and said to him,
耶稣往上看就说,
"Zacchaeus, hurry and come down.
撒该你快下来,
for today I must stay at your house." And he hurried down
他赶快下来,
and received him gladly. I think it's very funny that Jesus says, "Come quickly." That's enough, you don't have to show yourself anymore. Zacchaeus protects, and Jesus protects Zacchaeus. And then he invites himself over to Zacchaeus' house. That's really bold. In Jewish culture, who you ate with was who you thought was an equal. So righteous people didn't eat with sinners. Jesus is really different. Sure enough, other Jews get angry in verse 7.
没错,第七节的时候我们就看到了,这些其他的犹太人就感到非常的生气。
When they saw it, they all began to grumble.
他们就看到这种情形,他们都发牢骚了,埋怨了。
He has gone to be the guest of a man who's a sinner.
他竟然到罪人家里面去做客。
That's the reaction because they feel so betrayed by Zacchaeus.
因为他们感到呢,他们是
They just want Zacchaeus to be punished somehow. But look at Zacchaeus' response. Zacchaeus stopped and said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, half of my possessions I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I'll give back four times as much." And Jesus said to him,
主跟他说,
"Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham." Salvation from what?
怎么样的救恩呢?
Salvation from evil.
带领我们脱离邪恶的这种救恩
Salvation from sin.
脱离罪的救恩
Salvation from the sickness that makes us not truly human.
救我们脱离那种人性当中的病人的这种情况的这种救恩
I think it's important to remember
我想是很重要来思考
that Jesus changes people at all levels of society. When we think of the injustices in our world,
当我们想到我们这个世界当中的不公义的时候，
we have to remember that Jesus is at work in every single person.
我们要记得主在每一个人的里头都在动工的。
He was at work in Zacchaeus' conscience.
他在撒该的良心里工作。
He's somewhere at work in our politicians' consciences.
他也在我们的政治家的心里面在工作。
And Jesus is drawing every person to himself.
主是在吸引所有的人，每一个人到他那边去的。
We are made in the image of God.
我们是按照神的形象来创造的。
And Jesus keeps calling out to that part of us.
主不断的在呼召我们里面的那个部分。
And so what happens when we come to Jesus?
发生什么事呢？如果我们到主耶稣这里来。
First of all, Zacchaeus decides to absorb some injustice in his own salary.
首先撒该他决定舍去他的薪水当中不公义的那个部分。
He was going to make no personal income from this point on.
从今以后他不再能赚任何的非分之财。
John the Baptist had told tax collectors not to collect any money more than they were told.
使徒约翰也教导他的门徒说，跟税吏说，除了规定的以外，你不可以多收。
That was in Luke 3.
那是在路加福音第三章里头。
And Jesus continued teaching that.
主耶稣也继续的这样子的一个教导。
So instead of profiting from the system, instead of profiting from the system, tax collectors would have to absorb part of the injustice in their own salary.
与其说从这个社会的体制来榨取钱财，他们要从他们薪水当中除去这种不公义的部分。
It doesn't solve all the problems.
这样并没有解决所有的问题。
But it prevents someone else from taking that job and doing the same thing to the community.
可至少不会让有人做一样的事情来对这个社区来榨取。
The tax collectors would have to be fairly poor.
这样做的话，税吏就变得很穷了。
And they would have to depend on the rest of the Jewish community for support.
他们就要依靠犹太社区的其他的人来支撑他们。
During my sophomore year of college in 1992, I had to make a choice like that.
我必须面对一个抉择。
Two things happened that year.
有两件事情在那年发生了。
First, the federal government gave back checks to Japanese American survivors of the internment camps.
首先，美国联邦政府呢，就发放补偿金给当时的这个日裔美国的在集中营的人。
My dad and his side of the family received checks.
我爸爸跟他的家人，他的亲戚呢，接受了这样那个支票。
It didn't make up for lost wages.
并没有，不是很大的一个，没有那个。
It wasn't equal to what we lost in work.
当然，这并不能补偿他们所受到的损害。
So I had a lot of thoughts and emotions about that.
我那时候就受到很多的触动，我的心思。
Second, and the Rodney King incident happened in Los Angeles.
第二就是 Rodney King 的这个事件在洛杉矶发生。
White policemen beat a black man named Rodney King.
白人的警察呢殴打一个黑人叫做 Rodney King.
The black community protested this.
黑人社区呢就起来反抗。
Some people did commit violence and arson.
很多人被控告纵火罪，还有暴力罪。
And so some Korean American merchants had their stores burned.
很多韩国的商店呢也都被烧毁了。
Since I'm from Los Angeles, I was very affected.
因为我是从洛杉矶来的，所以我那时候受到很大的一个震撼。
I listened to radio talk shows late into the night.
我那时候一整个晚上都在听收音机的这个相关的报道。
And I felt like Jesus was saying to me, let's do something about this together.
我感到耶稣对我说话，说我们来做点什么事吧。
Because do you see how these two things are connected?
你有没有看到这两件事情怎么样子是有相关的？
And so I graduated from college and went to work at Intel for 6 years.
就我大学毕业后就在 Intel 电脑公司工作六年。
After that, I joined an African-American friend of mine in his startup business.
然后我一个黑人朋友，他创立了一个公司，然后我就到他的公司去工作。
It was here in Roxbury and Dorchester.
就在 Dorchester 这里。
We thought about maximizing employment rather than maximizing profits.
我们在想怎么样子可以扩大就业，怎么样子扩大我们的盈利。
We had heard of other Christian businesses that had been run that way.
我们知道有很多其他的基督徒的公司是这样子来做的。
But the dot-com meltdown hit us in 2000 and 2001.
可是科技泡沫呢，侵袭了我们在2001年的时候。
So we wound up shutting down.
最后我们没办法，只好倒闭关门。
But I tell you that story because some of you might be able to employ people.
我跟大家分享这个故事，就是也许你们当中有些人是做雇主的。
And you might be able to offer some dignity to people through work.
你可能可以透过你的工作当中呢，给你的雇工呢更有尊严。
A second way that we absorb some of the cost is through our house.
还有第二个方式，我们就透过我们的房子来吸收社会的不公义。
We bought our house in the second highest crime area in Dorchester.
我们在 Dorchester 就是麻州的犯罪率第二高的地方买了我们的房子。
It's a three-story house.
是一个三层楼的房子。
We charge rent that is below market.
我们收的房租呢是比市价更低一点。
And we invited a bunch of Christian friends who are teachers and social workers to come and live with us.
我们邀请了很多基督徒的朋友是社工、老师，一起跟我们一起住。
We especially wanted to bless our neighborhood.
我们希望我们一起来对我们的社区有所帮助。
So we started some Bible clubs for kids in our street.
我们就在我们的地方呢，为小孩子呢开圣经的课程。
We helped start a community garden right next door.
我们就在隔壁的地方成立一个 Gospel Garden， 一个福音团契。
We helped start a monthly neighborhood meeting.
我们也有每个月定期的一个聚会。
And we absorb a little bit of the cost of the injustice.
我们用房租当中吸收一些不公义的成本。
But it's really good for all of us financially and emotionally.
可是在财政上跟在感情上对我们大家都非常的有造就。
Jesus was also restoring Zacchaeus to being truly human.
主耶稣也是正在恢复撒该，让他可以成为一个真正的人。
Jesus calls him a son of Abraham.
主称呼他是亚伯拉罕的孩子。
God called Abraham and Sarah to be back in Genesis 12 to be a new Adam and Eve.
在创世纪里头，神呼召亚伯拉罕跟撒拉要成为新的亚当夏娃。
God brought them into a new garden land.
神带他们进入一个新的乐园。
God promised them many descendants.
神应许他们很多的后裔。
And God promised that through them the Messiah would come.
神也应许从他们，弥赛亚要从他们出来。
And their family would bless every other family in the world.
那他们的家庭要祝福造就社会上所有的世界上所有的家庭。
So to be a son of Abraham and Sarah is to be truly human.
所以成为亚伯拉罕跟撒拉的子孙，就是要成为一个真正的人。
It's to be human the way God always envisioned it.
就是神的按照神的愿景所成为的那样子的人。
After spending an afternoon with Jesus, Zacchaeus is being transformed.
撒该也是跟耶稣相处的整个下午，撒该就被改造了。
He's being healed.
他被治愈了。
I wonder what they talked about exactly.
我不知道他们具体谈了些什么话题。
But when Zacchaeus hears Jesus being criticized, he responds.
可是当撒该呢听到主耶稣被批评的时候，他就回应了。
He says, "I don't want the name of Jesus to be dishonored because of me."
他说我不要耶稣的名，因为我来受到遭损。
So let me demonstrate. Let me honor the Jewish law.
让我来履行这个犹太人的律法。
The Jewish tradition said thieves have to repay 2 to 5 times as much as they stole.
按照犹太律法，若你偷东西的话，你要赔2倍到5倍。
Zacchaeus says he will repay 4 times as much.
撒该答应他要赔10倍。
And so Jesus says he is the son of Abraham.
所以主称他说他是亚伯拉罕的儿子。
This is what it means to be truly human.
这就是真正的人的意思，就是。
It's to care about the damage we've done to people.
就是要在意我们对其他的人所造成的伤害。
It's to not get in the way of other people coming to Jesus.
不要挡到其他的人来就近耶稣的路了。
Jesus has already turned Zacchaeus into a missional person.
主耶稣已经把撒该改造成一个带着使命传福音的人。
Zacchaeus is already someone who wants to bless the world.
撒该已经他要成为一个带使命来祝福这个社会的人。
This is why Jesus says today salvation has come to this house.
这就是为什么主耶稣说救恩已经到了这个家。
Again, salvation from what?
再一次的来想，怎么样才能救恩
？From our own cowardice and selfishness and evil，
从我们自己的胆怯，从我们的自私，从我们自己的邪恶当中来救赎出来。
Jesus is doing for Zacchaeus what Zacchaeus could never do for himself。
耶稣为撒该所做的是，撒该自己永远也没有办法为他自己所做到的。
Make him a child again，
让他成为一个小孩子。
Give him a second chance at life，
给他一个重生的机会。
Give him a fresh start.
给他一个重新开始的。
Restore his relationship with people.
修复他跟人的关系。
And restore his relationship with God.
然后也修复他跟神的关系。
Salvation is not going to heaven when we die.
救恩不仅仅是我们死了以后上天堂。
Salvation is bringing heaven to earth now.
救恩是要让我们现在就可以在地如天。
And salvation is not salvation from God.
救恩不是要救我们脱离神的愤怒而已。
Salvation is salvation from our own sin.
救恩就是要救我们脱离我们自己的罪恶。
We are saved for God.
我们是为了神来被救赎的。
And we're saved into a new identity.
我们也被救赎进入一个新的身份里头。
A child of Abraham and Sarah.
成为呢亚伯拉罕跟撒拉的子孙。
And a child of God.
也是神的子孙。
Why?
为什么？
Because Jesus says in verse 10.
因为第十节主这么说。
For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.
因为人子来是要寻找失散的人。
What had been lost?
失散了什么东西呢？
Human nature.
人的本性失丧。
Human nature had become sick and disfigured.
因为人性呢，生病了，并且被歪曲了。
And human relationships.
人跟人的关系。
So Jesus came for you.
所以主为你而来。
He came for me.
他也为我而来。
He came for every single person.
他为了每一个人来的。
He is saying, this is mine.
他说这是我的。
You are mine.
你就是我的。
I'm joining myself to you.
我要让你跟我连结。
And making you like me.
让你可以成为像我一样。
This is the choice that we face.
这就是我们要面对的抉择。
Will you receive the salvation Jesus gives you?
你愿意接受主要给你的救恩吗？
Salvation from your own selfishness.
救你脱离你自己的自私的这个救恩。
Thank you very much and God bless you.
谢谢，主祝福大家。